Earlier today at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Pope Francis canonized John Henry Newman, a saint. Cardinal Newman, as you may know, was a convert from Anglicanism. He was a prolific writer and a theologian and a poet. In attendance at the Mass today in Rome is a woman by the name of Melissa Villalobos. She's there along with her husband, David, and their 7 children, aged 7 months to 13. Sounds like she would fit in very well here at the cathedral. Melissa and her family are from Chicago, and they made the long trip to Rome because she was instrumental in the canonization of Cardinal Newman, as her healing was declared to be a miracle by medical investigators. Melissa and David had discovered Cardinal Newman early on while surfing the internet. They became fascinated with his life and teaching. Melissa said that Cardinal Newman had a way of explaining Jesus that was beautiful and loving and truthful. That devotion to Cardinal Newman came in handy in 2013, when Melissa was expecting their 5th child, whom they had named Gemma. Early on in the pregnancy, there were problems which developed. Her doctor did an ultrasound and found her condition was serious and life-threatening, particularly to the baby. Her placenta had become partially detached from her uterine wall, and she was actively and continuously bleeding. She was confined to strict bed rest, but the situation continued and only seemed to get worse. On the 15th of May, 2013, while her husband was away for work, she woke up in a pool of blood. She collapsed on the floor and felt lightheaded and thought that she could possibly be bleeding to death. She didn't have her cell phone nearby, and she was in no position to look for it. She couldn't scream because there was no way she could have had any pressure on her abdomen. Desperate and terrified, Melissa began to pray. And she said simply, "Please, Cardinal Newman, make the bleeding stop." And instantly, it stopped. Melissa took shocking notice of this and stood up and said, "Cardinal Newman, thank you." And she reports that the room became filled with the smell of fresh roses. Later that day, she went to the doctor for another ultrasound, which revealed a perfect baby growing in a healthy womb. And Gemma was born on December 27th, 2013, 8 pounds, 8 ounces. And the independent medical team called on to evaluate her situation and her healing had no scientific explanation to offer for the immediate cessation of bleeding and the healing of her womb. That little girl, now 6 years old, is in Rome today with her family as they give thanks to the Lord for the prayers of Cardinal John Henry Newman. Being healed by the Lord of some crippling or painful or deadly disease really goes to the heart and the center of our gospel this morning. I think you would agree with me that this is probably one of the best known gospel stories, whereby 10 lepers approach Jesus, and from a distance far off they cry out, Lord have mercy on us, please heal us. And Jesus says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." They turn around, walk away, and at some point along that journey, they realize as they look at their hands and their skin that everything has been healed. Skin which once was rotting and diseased and painful was now brand new. And only one, the Samaritan, returns to give Jesus thanks and praise. We hear that today, and I think the significance of the Samaritan returning might be lost on us a little bit. So I thought about maybe a more contemporary image would be if 10 lepers approached Jesus, the 9 who went away and didn't say thank you were Catholic, all 9 were Catholic, and the only one to return to Jesus was a Muslim. We're like, oh, okay, I think I can get the feeling of guilt, frankly, amongst those in the Jewish community of Jesus' day. As with all interactions of Jesus in the gospel, it is worthwhile to place ourselves in the gospel scene and to reflect on who amongst those who are in this scene are like me, are most like me. As I reflect on that, I think that if you are like me, I think we have to admit that there's some of the 9 cured lepers within us. An example that comes to my mind is a few years ago praying for my unborn nephew. Like I've really never prayed for anything more in my life. His older sister had the same condition that he did in the womb, and she died at 23 weeks. And so we were all scared to death for this pregnancy. And I prayed to St. John Paul II. I used the rosary that he gave me and just really prayed hard that God would allow this child to be born and then to be healed. My nephew is now a healthy, happy, I think he's 5 years old. And just yesterday at our family dinner, I was jumping on the trampoline with him. It was straining quite a bit, but when I line up the amount of effort I put into asking God for that compared to my thanks for what happened, the petition's this big and the thanks is about that big. My motivation, obviously beforehand, was a sense of desperation. And I think that's true with all of us, and it may have been true in the lives of those 9 lepers. And that's why we have some of those 9 lepers within us. Doesn't always have a balance between what we ask for and what we thank for. And Jesus reminds us that all of our healings, all of our blessings, all the good that comes into our lives is a result of Him. And our task is to return back to Him to give Him thanks. And so, yes, there's probably a fair amount of the 9 lepers reflected in our own lives, but the good news is, I think there could be a pretty strong case to be made that there are a lot of the Samaritan in our lives as well. I know that because you are here at Mass this morning. And particularly those of you with kids, it's not always an easy thing to do. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is a perfect act of thanksgiving and praise to God. And when you think about it, we begin the Mass with the same words that the lepers used who encountered Jesus and who wanted to be healed. They cried out, "Lord Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And we at the beginning of Mass call to mind our own wounds and we cry out, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." The entire Mass is an act of returning to give thanks. That is the meaning of Eucharist. Week after week, we return to the Lord to give thanks for His many blessings. And particularly after Holy Communion, that's often been a traditional practice in our piety, to use that moment to offer thanks to God for his goodness to us. And there are many formal prayers that we can use. There's simply speaking from the heart to the Lord and thanksgiving. But I want to share with you one of my favorite prayers as an act of thanksgiving right after receiving Holy Communion. From the depths of my heart, I thank you, dear Lord, for your infinite kindness in coming to me. How good you are to me. With your most holy mother and all the angels, I praise your mercy and generosity toward me, a poor sinner. I thank you for nourishing my soul with your sacred body and precious blood. I will try to show my gratitude to you in the sacrament of your love, by obedience to your holy commandments, by fidelity to my duties, by kindness to my neighbor, and by an earnest endeavor to live my life in accord with your holy will. Amen. I imagine that sometime this week, Melissa Villalobos, little Gemma, and the rest of her family will make that long trip from Rome back to Chicago. They return to the Lord today as they gathered in Rome to give thanks and praise to God for miraculous healing that was the result of the prayers of St. John Henry Newman. May the example of Melissa and the one leper who returned to give thanks, may their example inspire us to return again and again to the Holy Mass to give thanks and praise to our loving God.